I don't know which tape you listened to first. I hope you listened to the other one first, about Sing Song, and then this one tonight was the one I made with a little bit of Stanley's talk on there and the singing. I thought that you'd enjoy that, except I looked down one time and my tape was just falling out of the side of my tape recorder and something got stuck, so it's kind of jumpy and I guess the tape got kind of bent. I'll be so glad when you get home and so you can teach me how to work this silly thing. No, I'm doing all right, but I guess I just wasn't paying any attention to it or something. I got it wound around wrong or something. But I told you on the tape that about Karen Yarbrough going the 22nd. Well, I talked to her tonight again, and she's real excited about it and wants to know all about the church and wants to know Major C's address, if you have it. And I don't believe you gave it to me. I'm going to look again in that letter and see. I'm going to take that over to her so she'll be sure and have it. And they're going to be living in San Antonio, and I don't know if you know where that is or not, but anyway, they won't be living on the base, and they won't have to live all the way into Olongapo like they thought they would from San Miguel. And is the church there in Olongapo, is it called San Miguel Church? Charles said there was one, but it's not on the base, and so perhaps this is the same one. I didn't know. Oh, I just had so many things. I had so many notes made that I wanted to tell you about, but I guess I needed to have made a tape a long time before now, but just hadn't had the chance. I did look up Bill Lawrence, Gary, but I don't guess he's here. There was a Bill Lawrence registered at Leadership Central, but it wasn't the same one. This man is a preacher from California. So I did call him, though. He wasn't in, but I talked to somebody that knew him, so I found out that it wasn't the right one, but I did leave a message for Bill there, Bill and Elaine there at Leadership Central, in case they did come in. But not having any way to contact them, and I guess it could be possible that he didn't get in as soon as he thought he would and that they decided not to come to lectureship. But I was looking so forward to maybe being able to see him and meet them. But we will. When you get home, we'll see him, okay? There have been so many people that have asked about you this weekend. It's always fun to go places and to see people that you don't see in a long time because they all want to know everything about you. So I have a good time talking then, see about that. But I need to write Gary Smith and tell him about the R&R, because the last thing he heard was that we thought maybe you'd be going to the field for 3 months, so I will write to him. And have you gotten all those clothes that his class sent? I just think that's so nice. He said there was about 90 pounds. I know that they'll be able to use it, and I'm just real glad that they did it themselves. Gary said the kids really did enjoy it. It didn't cost him very much to send it over there, not near as much as I thought it would, but said they had about 5 boxes to send, and they sent them all airmail, so that I'm sure worked out real well. I guess you're back up in Quang Tri by now. Are you still flying the slicks and the generals around? I'd wondered about that. I guess you're glad to get back to some of that good food. Of course, I guess you had real good food in Okinawa, didn't you? Or did you not? Could you not eat where you wanted to? You didn't ever say whether you bought some things in Okinawa or not. After you asked me about those pearls, well, I didn't know what they were, and then I looked in that catalog that Nancy had sent and saw them, and there really are some pretty ones. I guess, though, that we can always get a chance to get something like that. It's not anything you really do need. We need things like mixers and vacuum cleaners and stuff like that. But I guess we can get those other things some other time. I enjoyed, too, talking to you so much, Gary. We've just been so lucky to be able to talk to each other as much as we have. I felt kind of rich being able to talk to you 2 months right in a row, twice in each month. That's 4 times that we've gotten to talk. And you didn't mention in your letter why you didn't get the call back Sunday night. I figured you didn't get a line through. But just wondered, and did you try to call your mother and daddy? They said that they were there, but then they'd come on up here, so they were afraid maybe that they had missed you. I'd be real interested to hear a lot about that school, that fact school. I guess they just teach you a little bit more about stuff that you already know about, especially after being over there. But I'm glad that you got to get away for a while, and maybe that was a little bit of rest anyway. Have you gotten that last package I sent? And Big Mama says that she has one that she's ready to send to you, too. You said you got word by way of mouth about the R&R. I figured that was pretty reliable because you usually don't tell me things unless you're pretty sure. And I hope you haven't heard any more about going to the field. Does it mean necessarily that they send somebody out of your squadron every month? I mean, every 3 months, does somebody go from your squadron? Don't worry about being able to tell me definitely about the R&R, because I think Dad was going to check on the reservations today and where the best connections are, and I'm going to go ahead and get the reservations just to be sure, and then we'll have them. And I think I'm going to go ahead and go on the 21st, and maybe I can stay with Dion or some of those people until you get there, but I don't want to go too much early. And I'll write you about it. I found out something that might be pretty good to do, and I'll see what you think about it. My roses are just about gone. Stanton wasn't kidding when he said perpetual roses. He didn't say they were still alive, though, because they're not. But anyway, I guess I better do something with them pretty soon. But I just want you to know that not a minute goes by that I don't think about you and say a little prayer for you and for our future. And I can hardly wait to see you. And you may not be able to get rid of me for those 5 days, but that's okay, isn't it? No, I do love you, Gary. I appreciate you and everything you stand for so much.